Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for giving me the floor, and thank you for your skillful guidance of our work this year. I wanted to speak yesterday, but after the interesting exchanges that we heard in our first day of work, it seemed to me better to review my contribution in order to raise a few issues. First of all, I want to express our pleasure at the support given to the contribution made by a group of countries yesterday, and that's made by Argentina. As the Philippines representative stated, the objective is to provide a framework for debates and to pave the way to agreements in order to find common ground in the proposals presented by the various delegations, be they by groups of countries or individually, in order to prohibit or regulate lethal autonomous weapons systems. And this is something that has been clearly set out as a means of making progress. It is a good way forward, we believe. The group's mandate, after all, is to strengthen the CCW. And I could not say it more eloquently than Cuba already has. This is a disarmament forum. There are not good weapons or good wars. Laws must be regulated as soon as possible, not only for their potential to behave unpredictably, but also because of the ethical and moral implications and their latent capacity to create a new arms race and undermine the international order, as Pakistan pointed out yesterday, amongst others. An additional protocol to the convention is the best way, and it is present in our minds. It could be a framework convention to prevent armed conflicts in the future, with a preliminary paragraph on the need to codify international norms applicable to armed conflicts. Five protocols on various types of weapons already show that. As regards lethal autonomous weapons systems, they have learning potential through AI. States that do not see the need to regulate or prohibit could also suffer the consequences, as we can imagine from a science fiction film. A binding instrument is a democratic element for the mass majority of states that do not produce such weapons and who may not understand how lethal autonomous weapons systems function. As we know, the right of parties to an armed conflict is not unlimited in terms of choice of weapons. There are limitations which could be laid down usefully by a protocol on lethal autonomous weapons systems. Thank you.